This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Sloan. I just turned 15 years old and I love the NBA. Today on Sloan Knows, we have an NBA champion, an Olympian, and someone who is definitely not afraid to speak his mind. Let's give a warm Sloan Knows welcome to Richard Jefferson. Hi, Richard.
How are you? I'm outstanding.
It's great to be here.
It's great to be here.
So happy to be here with you. Yeah. I couldn't be more thrilled.
I would expect that.
Yeah. This may make you not as thrilled to be here.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
Yeah. So how do you feel that your whole stint as a New Jersey Net, I was just not alive for?
Well, yeah. You know what's weird? Yeah. It's now that I broadcast games for them, I have grown men coming up to me with their kids your age and saying, look at a picture of me when I was 12. The dads are like, look at me when I was 12 with you in a jersey. And I look over and they're with their kid and
their kid
has a beard. So I'm like used to this now. I'm starting to grow a little bit more accustomed to it.
Because my dad and I were talking about you last night. Mm-hmm. And it's like funny because like I know you as like, you know, like a podcaster and a TikToker and like obviously an NBA player, but like more toward the later years, like on the Cavs and stuff. And then he's telling me about like all these glory stories with you and Vince. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's crazy.
It actually causes some internet like beef because you get people in the comments. They're like, you sucked. I saw you play. You only averaged 4 points when you played for the Cavs. And then there's other people like, listen, you dumb.
I know you had multiple 20-point average seasons.
You idiot. He used to, So it's I like it that just even my existence causes people to argue.
All NBA rookie second team here.
Let's talk about hype it up. I got one rookie of the year vote. Let's go.
So lucky. I mean, I have zero. So that's impressive. That's, wow.
Yeah, I was very, very happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Congrats.
That's
a big accomplishment.
Thank you. Thank you.
Also, I've always been curious about this. Do you have like more of like maybe a spiritual connection to, let's say, Taj Gibson or Alex Caruso, just because you share that NBA baldness together, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I feel like there is a bald brotherhood, but ultimately like there's a few different bald brotherhoods, right? There's like the bald brotherhood of like, hey, we were bald early and this is just our look. And then there's the other one that we're just like, come over, join Jabron. Ron,
you know, Kobe, Trey's going over there
Trey is balding. All of you guys, come join us on the Bald Brotherhood, and they all eventually will and that's part of the fun.
Taj Gibson is definitely part of that. Like, I feel like the like bald look with the goggles.
Yeah,
when I see that, I was like,
the best thing that I like about it is like people just see a light skinned brother and they're like, is that Taj Gibson? Or so I'll be walking through the airport and they'll be like, Taj. And I'm like, it's so cool because I can like actually ignore you because you're just calling me the wrong name. You're not saying my name.
In the airport the other day, I saw Lou Dort.
Ooh.
And like, it was weird. Like at LAX, I didn't think I was going to see like an OKC player, right?
Okay.
But if like I saw a Laker, like it would click a little bit more.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I walked up to him and I just think that like out of all the people in the airport, he just didn't expect me to be the one to like walk up to him. And I was like, hey, Lou. And he like looked at me and he was like, And I was like, I know who you are.
Yeah.
And he was just like looking around. It was funny.
Shout out to Lou Dort. Shout out to Lou Dort. Not a lot of Lou Dort references.
No.
Not enough.
Lou Gwen Stort. Full name. Ooh.
Look at big you. Time. Did you ask Canadian. Her to be on your podcast?
No, I should. I actually, my friend after was like, you should walk back. And I was like, it was already a really weird
interaction.
It was,
you already had your moment.
Yeah. He also did. Well, no, he was really nice, but he like, I said to him, you should join the Warriors for no reason. Cause like really love him, but like he probably shouldn't join the Warriors.
Yeah. Probably yeah. not.
And I don't know why it just came out of my mouth.
Is that your favorite team?
It is my favorite team.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fair. Well, yeah. given like your existence on this planet over that sheer time,
exactly.
the Warriors have been
like,
the best
maybe
team.
If I was born in 2001, when you were drafted, I would have been like a New Jersey Nets fan, but
yeah,
no.
even then you would have been like 7 or 8 towards
yeah,
the
like,
end of the
why
run.
Would I,
yeah.
Also like, why would I be a Nets fan? Like, I'm just going to be so honest.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fair. I have like, no allegiance.
Yeah.
I have no allegiance.
Not
for me. I get it.
We've spoken a lot about age.
Okay.
Seems to be an oncoming theme here.
Yes.
I just turned 15. So this is my first podcast episode where I am 15.
Yay! Yeah. Everybody, do we get like, can we get some like sounds, some applause?
Like happy birthday. Yeah,
happy
yeah it's
birthdays.
Needed.
Yeah,
it's,
okay.
If you want to get me a gift, like that
no,
would be
I'm
fine.
Good.
No,
I'm
I still
good.
Think you should.
Yeah, okay,
I still think you
that's
should.
That's fair.
Yeah, great.
Okay, we'll think about
maybe
it.
Maybe for your birthday, I'll donate you some of this.
Some so hair?
If you want to give me
locks
some.
Locks of love?
Yeah.
Are you going to give me, a wig? A little locks of love?
Maybe we can trade. I can get like a nice buzz cut.
I asked for, like, I looked into the locks of love and then I found out that they have much better causes than male pattern baldness.
Yeah.
So
probably other people that,
that
could,
need it
could use
better.
It a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So I know who you are now.
Okay.
Right? And I also, because I did my research, knew
who
you were back then. But I don't want to know that. I want to know who you were when you were 15.
Me at 15. There's like some, there's some therapy in there. There's some honesty. Me at 15, I was just trying to figure it out. See, it's weird. Like everybody, you know, you see on TikTok where everyone's like the millennials at 95, like in 95, I was 15 years old. No, there were no cell phones. There were no communications. Your parents would kick you out of the house. I was just a loudmouth kid that
Shocker.
Just... I'm being vulnerable here. I'm opening up to you, Sloan. And
no,
this is how you
I mean,
treat me.
I'm loudmouth too. It's
no, no, it's fine. We're
Exactly.
No, I was just a fun kid. I was very similar to you. So I wanted to talk to everybody. I wanted to know everything. I would immerse myself in basketball. I would watch videotapes and basketball games and just go to the park for 8 hours. It's really cool. And I'll compliment you for you to find something that you're actually truly interested in. And then you put the work towards it. You know, people ask me all the time, hey, do you want your kids to play basketball? It's like, I don't care if my kids are good at basketball, good at soccer, if they want to play sports. The only thing that matters to me is if that's what they want to do, they approach it and push it passionately.
Mm. I never knew you to be so inspirational.
You know what? Every once in a while, I like to keep people guessing.
Yeah,
then
thank
8
you.
Seconds later, I'll say something extremely sarcastic and rude.
Or maybe even really inappropriate. So like sitting here with a child after you've given me like future advice.
I am on my best behavior.
So sweet.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So were you this tall at 15? What was the height situation?
I was the exact same height I am right now
really?
At 15 years. Mind you, I was probably about 60 pounds less. But when I was, so I started my freshman year, I was probably like 6'1". Ended my freshman year at like 6'4".
Wait, so were you 15 as a sophomore?
Yeah, I
okay.
so my
Different
birthday
than me.
My birthday's in June. So I turned I didn't turn 21st. First day of summer. Shout out birthday kids. but I didn't turn 15 until basically my sophomore.
You and
year.
Messi have a birthday in the same week. Who knew two of the greatest athletes?
Two of the greatest
ever?
Of all time.
Wow.
Honestly,
wow.
God was just like, you know what? We'll
We're
just drop
sprinkle
it.
All
We're just
the athleticism
it all right
over
there.
There.
You know,
yeah.
it's fine. But
no, for
no,
sure.
That was really like I grew a bunch over like a 1 year span. And then all of a sudden I showed back up at like 6'5" in Glendale, Arizona. My high school coach was like, hey, Richard,
you should play basketball.
You should really start taking this basketball stuff more seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And were you a Suns fan or were you a Lakers fan or a Clippers fan? What was
Lakers? I would say I was a Lakers fan. I grew up in wow, as an LA. Are you born and raised LA?
Yeah.
I
say I'm from San Francisco because because I'm not a bandwagon fan, but then people think I am. So I'm like, oh, like my dad's from San Francisco, but he's not. He's from New York. Like I just
want
to like.
You just want like, it's okay. I've had those lies.
Yeah.
Like people, look, I wear my watch on my right hand forever and people are like, why are you doing it? Are you right? And I was like, oh, and I make up a lie just because that's just what I want to do.
No,
and
I get
respect it. Mm-hmm. That being said, as a person born here in LA, I moved when I was younger. The fact that you like the Golden State Warriors you were a born and raised LA girl, I respect it. Be different.
Thank you.
So,
And you weren't different.
I was. You know what it was? I liked the Lakers, and then I went to Arizona. The Phoenix Suns were really, really good because that's when they had like Charles Barkley, and Kevin Johnson. They had some really good players, so I liked them. But I'm a Lakers fan.
Do you have one of those like Suns jerseys where it was like fire
that
thing?
Purple one?
Yeah,
I was poor kid growing up, so I didn't have any jerseys. Don't feel bad. Okay. Don't feel bad. Okay, it's my cross to bear. Okay. Don't make a comment.
But I won't.
Yeah, I didn't. You know what? Those are the coolest jerseys, and I think they're doing those retro jerseys. They're doing those retro. I am so impressed with your knowledge of like random NBA stuff.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
It's nice that you say you're impressed. Most people would just call it sad.
The other day,
I asked my dad if I could get an Antetokounmpo Greek jersey. And he was like, sure, so cool. And I was like, no, I want an Alex Antetokounmpo Greece jersey. And he was like, oh. And I was like, yeah. And it was just awkward because it was like, it was just
sort of
sad.
That's the one you're like, that's the one? Yes.
Yeah,
that
no,
is the
I
one.
Want Alex and Kostas. Like, forget Giannis.
Because you know why? No one else will have it.
Oh,
yes. You.
No, yes, that's the reason. I also, I was like doing a deep dive for a Jonathan Kuminga Republic of Congo jersey, and they don't make those. I was really upset.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah,
they,
I was really mad.
The fact that you were upset is pretty interesting.
No, I was.
How do a Congo? You could, you know what? There's a guy, Jersey Champs.
Ooh,
Jersey Champs.
Okay. Let's hit him up. If you hear this, you should really check him out.
They have the most obscure jerseys, hockey jerseys, basketball jerseys, all sorts of stuff. Check it out.
Yeah, I'm going to cop that.
Yeah.
When you were 15, I know you didn't play as much AAU as other people, but did you play against any future NBA players?
At that point in time, I think the only one that I played with locally was probably Mike Bibby.
Okay.
And he was a few years older than me. But
that's probably a cool jersey.
Yeah, that's Sacramento Kings, Mike Bibby jersey. But no, he was the only one. Where I grew up, and that's why basketball for me was such a random thing. When I started playing basketball at 10, 11, 13, 14, I wasn't from LA or Chicago where they were like, hey, that guy made it. Or that guy was basically like, you want to play basketball? We hear people can go to the NBA.
Yeah,
so I didn't really play against any real like future NBA guys. So I probably got to like 16 or 17.
And who was that?
All of them.
Really?
At that point in time.
Because then you all just like,
It was like you all started competing. It doesn't matter if it was Matt Barnes or Carlos Boozer or Shane Battier, Jay
Carlos
Williams,
Boozer.
All those guys. Please.
Okay. So his sons are like, The twins, they're like the top players in the class of 2025.
Are they really?
Yeah, and I would like love if you could set me up with one of them.
You don't care which one. You just want one of them.
I can't say if I have a preference.
That's cool.
That would be so awkward.
You're so smart. I like it. I dig it.
So if you're
I'll put in a good word. I've
like
known
slide in the snap,
I've known Carlos since.
He's a fellow bald NBA brother.
Yes, he was very early. Yeah. Also, he was one of the infamous Beijings. I never did the Beijing because of Carlos.
And you won a bronze medal together.
Yeah, we talk about that bronze medal oftentimes.
Sad, right?
Very sad. But you know what? If it wasn't for us, there would never be a…
Not trying to flex, but in the Jewish Junior Olympics, I won a silver medal for girls soccer. So technically, I have a higher medal than you.
Get it. Listen, but I had mine dipped in gold. So mine's gold plated.
Ooh, well, that's cheating. So
it's not technically cheating. It's just gold plated. It's still bronze at its core. Just it's gold in my heart.
I never knew you were a cheater like that. Interesting.
Now you know.
I'm going to move on to you now.
Oh.
So great. Or just in your NBA career.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, pass wherever on that 15-year-old. We don't care about him
that
anymore.
That kid, he was awesome, though.
Yeah, sort of lame. Okay, what was your welcome to the league moment?
Oh, I had so many of them. I will say, so do you remember Latrell Sprewell? I don't know why I'm asking 15-year-old this, but Latrell Sprewell previously had been suspended a couple years back for choking his coach.
Oh,
so he got suspended for choking his coach. And I will never forget this. My first year, I'm putting on a jersey. We're a preseason game. And I'm sitting here and we're playing against the Knicks. And my coach is like, Richard, get in. You got Kerry. Walking into the game for the first moment. It's a preseason game.
But
it was like
MSG?
No. We were in Connecticut because it was a preseason game.
Oh, okay.
Nets versus Knicks preseason game. My first time putting on the jersey. First time going in the game. I'm coming off the bench. The coach is like, go get Kerry Kittles. Cool. And I was like, who do I got? He's like, you got Latrell Sprewell. And the first thing that popped in my head, I was like, the guy that choked his coach? Like that to me was holy, like, holy shit. Like I'm sorry for cussing. We're really doing that. So that was probably my first welcome to the NBA moment. And then my second one was the moment that I got to play against Michael Jordan. you know, because Michael Jordan came back. Those were the Wizard years. And you're like, yep, I'm playing against MJ. This shit is real. I don't care if he's 100 or if he's 50 or if he's 12. I'm playing against Michael Jordan. Mm. This shit is strange. So that was it for me.
So we know Welcome to the League moment. I have a question for you. So I've now come up with something called like a what the hell is my life come to moment.
Yes.
And like, I was wondering, do you think when you like had that poster on Clay, I think in those, in the Christmas jerseys.
Yes, yes.
Do you think that that was the what the hell has happened to me moment? Because like that was later in your career and like that was his prime. And then all of a sudden he's like, shoot, Richard Jefferson just like put me on a poster. Like, this is so awkward.
And the best part about it is that I had Clay. I played with Clay when he was a rookie in Golden State. I'm a former Warrior. That's probably where you know.
I know, from 2012 to 2013. We get it, Richard. You know. I know.
Like, listen, she is good, people. Like, just like, this is impressive off the top. Yeah, those are the moments that like in the NBA, especially happened later in my career. Like, I went to two finals early. Yeah. Didn't think I was ever going to go again. I just loved the game of basketball. Wanted to keep playing and competing. Got very, very fortunate to be in a process. And all of a sudden, 15 years later, I'm back in the NBA finals. And it's like, what has my life become? How am I still here? And so to dunk on Clay, the best part about dunking on Clay is that we ended up going to the scorer's table like a little bit later again. And he just looked at me and was just like, anybody but you. Anybody but you. And I was like,
what the hell happened to him moment?
Thanks, Clay. You know what? That actually makes me feel better that you wished it wasn't me. That made me feel better.
I get that. So in 2012 to 2013, when you were a Warrior, mm-hmm. I believe that that was the first year that Steph, Dre, and Clay played together.
Mm-hmm.
Could you see the dynasty coming or it wasn't clear?
No, it was not. So I think that was the first year. So I think that was the lockout year maybe.
Well, because Draymond was drafted in 2011, I think. So then that must have been the first
year. So Draymond was drafted in 2011. So I showed up at 2010 after the lockout. That was Clay's rookie year. Steph was hurt when I got there. The next year is when they drafted Harrison. They drafted Draymond. So then that was the first year. I saw special. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
He broke the record that year. The first time he broke the NBA mm-hmm. 3-point record. And it was like, he did it with such ease. And it was like, he hadn't even pushed himself to the wall. But that was the first year Steph was
that
becoming
was
Steph.
13 or 12?
12. Because that was the year they beat Denver in the first round, and lost to the Spurs.
Semifinals.
Then they lost to the Clippers the next year. So first year they didn't make the postseason. Next year they won the first round, lost in the second round. Next year they lost to Clippers. They fired Mark Jackson.
Then
that
Steve.
Summer they brought in Steve. Then they won championship finals. Championship, then, championship.
We know the rest.
I just like doing
I know.
She's not the only one that knows bunch stuff, y'all.
Okay, but like that's common sense.
That's common sense. Yeah. That's like common
like
knowledge.
Not that
everyone,
cool.
Everyone.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But
thank you. You're so inclusive. And do you think that like Steph is the best shooter of all time because of you, your leadership?
1,000%.
No, me too.
Go ahead.
Like, come on. Why would it be Dell? It would be you.
It would honestly be you. When I look at the encouragement that I've given him over the years,
Agreed.
And like, I don't want credit. I think we have an unspoken thing. It's a very unspoken thing when we see each other that like, Richard, like I would not be the person I am without your leadership and your tutelage.
I just thought of something.
Tell me.
And like, you have to tell me this is real.
I'm aware.
So you know how Steph broke the record in Madison Square Garden in the Mecca, where you're most hated.
Yeah.
Do you think that he was doing that as like a shout out to you? Being like, this is for you, Richard. Like I could have, because he could have broken it before. He was in a slump.
Yeah.
But maybe it was on purpose to wait for the game against the Knicks to be like, this is for you, Richard.
Well, you know what? What I like to say is that like, I like to say that I encouraged him in that moment. And I was just like, hey, listen. I know of all the stuff going on. You go out there and you do this for yourself. I gave him one of those like Rocky speeches. Rocky was a movie that came out in the 80s and 90s. Yes. I'm not sure if
you're familiar. So I'm actually familiar because Michael B. Jordan was in like the new Rocky. And so like Michael B. Jordan, come on. So like that's, so then I had to be like, oh, why is Michael B. Jordan in Rocky?
Who is this guy?
Yeah, and then I was like, he knows Michael B. Jordan. So
that's fair. Okay, so you do know Rocky. But that's what I was saying. I gave him kind of a Rocky go get him speech. And he was like, Richard, I'm going to do this for you. That's what he
said. That's so sweet.
Yeah, I know. He's adorable.
He's such a sweet guy. He's adorable.
You know, he probably said it to 9 other people. He was probably visiting hospitals and saying it to all the kids.
Perfect.
So it was just
carrying foster puppies.
Yes, it was amazing. Like it was just the things that he does. It's
what
so
a
impressive.
Perfect guy.
Perfect guy.
Love him. So you were drafted 13th overall.
Mm-hmm.
Now people say 13 is not an unlucky number, but it's my lucky number.
As it should be.
Do you think that being drafted 13th overall made your career lucky or unlucky?
Very lucky. I could not, when you say like, what the hell has my life become or like what is my life moment? Yes.
It was like, all up to 13.
13. I got drafted in the right place to play with the perfect players, to mm-hmm. play on the perfect team. Everything was like, I could not have dreamed. There was not a team, a situation I would have rather gone to than one that I went to. So I think it was the luckiest number that I've ever had. On top of the fact that when you look at like 13, look, we get it. Number one picks, number five. 13 is one of the most random numbers. You have
Donovan Mitchell,
Donovan Mitchell, Kobe Bryant, you know, the late great, you know, so Tyler Hero, another one. Why are you laughing at Tyler Hero?
It was just funny because you're like, Kobe Bryant, Tyler Hero. Well, like, no, I love Tyler Hero, but like,
no, but I mean, there's a fraternity. We were the middle of the pack.
That's fair.
We were in the, like, you know, we're in the middle of the pack and we found our way out. So it was like, there's a little bit of a brotherhood there.
Yeah. For sure. You and Kobe.
Me, so Kobe.
You guys so similar.
Me and Kobe. We're so similar. So yeah. Tyler Hero.
Oh my God. The three of you.
The three
of
us.
Such a trio.
Such a trio.
Stephen A. Smith. Yep. And really you. I'm actually going to change that. Cut that out. No.
Okay.
Richard Jefferson is known for some crazy tea.
Mm-hmm.
They're hot. But, oh, Richard.
Here we go.
Have you ever seen a take hotter than Kelly Oubre Jr.? No, you haven't. No, you haven't. I mean, those green eyes, those tattoos, that bleached blonde hair, no takes are that hot. But we're going to go out there with some takes that are going to be so hot. It's going to be like Kelly Oubre Jr. and Richard Jefferson mix.
Hotter than Kelly Oubre?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. It's tough. It is. Yeah. It is tough. But I think we can do it.
I believe in you.
Do you think so?
I believe in you.
Thank you. And I believe in you. Richard.
Okay.
And I believe in Kelly.
Yeah,
and I know a lot about Kelly. Man, that's a gorgeous guy. That is a gorgeous guy. I love him. I just love that guy. Okay. Beautiful. When I think about him, it's just like,
look at you, you're glowing.
He's just so beautiful.
Can we get focused back? I don't want to talk about Kelly. I get it. I could take it.
I'm imagining him in that chair right there. And I'm like, hey,
one day you'll interview him. Yeah. It's going to be great. I want to watch that. I want to see that.
No, but I don't think I'm going to be able to focus. It's going to be so hard. I'm just going to be like staring at his eyes.
But that's that's why I want to laugh about
it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's go. Which NBA player is the best dressed?
Ooh.
Currently.
Currently best dressed. That's a tough one because these bad boys are bringing out all the stops. I don't know. Who are I like? I'm supposed to do quick fire and I'm sitting here going down the line. Down the list of guys. Best dressed. Let's go with Kelly Oubre.
Yeah, Kelly.
Yeah, I'd like, you know, there's so many guys. I like guys
tsunami
that are eccentric.
Tsunami Poppy. Two words. Tsunami Poppy.
Is that a thing?
That's his nickname.
That's his nickname. Oh, okay. Tsunami Poppy. Okay. Yeah. Just dripping.
Beautiful right? dress, man.
Okay, I got it.
Beautiful.
Yep, I see it.
Which NBA player currently has the best shoe game?
Oh, PJ Tucker.
PJ Tucker.
PJ Tucker.
So I like to say this every time, but if you don't say PJ Tucker, I just think you're just trying to be different.
No, it's PJ Tucker.
It's just weird.
Yeah, it's done. Lame. I was going to throw him in the best dress because I was going to add his shoe game.
No, he dresses clean.
PJ dresses clean, but his shoe game is that's his
but
thing.
But he's not Tsunami Poppy.
He's not. I listen.
No one is. Not even Champagne Poppy.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Tell him that. Don't tell him that. He'll start singing
Drake,
and crying about it.
Sorry, Drake. Yeah. Not as beautiful. But close.
Close.
Yeah. But no one's like the Tsunami. Okay. Who is the funniest NBA player? I knew this one was going to get you going because I know what you want to say.
Like people that I had played against current?
Let's just go current. Yeah.
Current. Okay. Listen, I'm saying this.
Some people I still played this. Against, I wasn't alive.
Tim Duncan is one of the funniest players and teammates I've ever had. Currently, I'm going to say this. There's two. Klay Thompson and Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards, some of his interviews are just so funny. But Klay Thompson, no one has a better time than Klay. No one has a better time than Klay. He's on his boat. He's got his dog. You never know what he's going to say. He just takes his boat out. But Klay, to me, is when I say funniest, he's just one of those guys that like is super funny, but doesn't know why he's funny. He's just
like
being himself.
Like when his hat flew off on the boat. Like that was
like, oh.
Yeah. That was kind of like life being funny to him. I don't really think he was the one being.
Yeah, 100%. That's Klay.
Anthony Edwards is like good at being funny.
Good at being funny.
Like it seems like he's been like media trained hard.
I feel like he named his dog like Junior, right? Like Anthony Edwards Junior. He already named his dog that. And you're just like, good for you, Anthony.
Yeah, so good. And or like when he did his top five players of all time and he like was like myself. Like that's just
as
quality.
He should believe quality. That. But no one has more fun than Klay. And
Klay has fun. Klay has fun.
Good for him.
Which NBA player currently is the most overrated?
Most overrated. Ooh.
The nice thing about you is I know you're going to answer.
I'm 100% going to answer. Yeah. Most overrated player. Ooh. That's a good one. I'm going to say this. Zion Williamson. And I'm not going to like go at Zion from that standpoint, but I want Zion to earn the greatness that he is entitled to. So he's got all the attention, all the love. And it's like, my thing is this. When the facts change, so will my opinions. So that means he could go
and
out.
And they probably will change.
And they will change. I 100% believe in him.
Yeah.
But right now, the attention that he gets, the love that he gets, and he's been injured, unfortunately, and some other stuff.
Well, he doesn't get a lot of love. He actually gets a lot of hate.
So this is not hate. This is more of saying like, hey, all the dunks, all that stuff is great. When we are in the business of getting paid to win and perform, if you're not winning and performing, then criticism is going to come. So I believe he'll improve. But right now, I think he would be the most overrated.
I agree. I think that that's understandable.
Let's go.
I mean, if he wants to go out there and be as good as he has the potential to be, he has to go out there. He needs to really perform. Like, we know he can. He's the youngest starting all-star ever, but he needs to really be that all-star,
Give me 65 games. Give me 65 games this year. Take your team to the postseason. I will shut my mouth, salute you, and say you deserve on the All-NBA team. Currently, right now, I need more from you, OG. Mm. Yeah, that's my
thought. Thank you for that.
It's my pleasure.
Listen. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he's like sitting comfortably in the mansion right now. But he'll be fine no matter what. Most underrated.
Most underrated. Ooh, this is a good one. I think Chris Middleton. I'll say Chris Middleton. And the reason why I say Chris Middleton is because we know he's a champion. We know he's an all-star. But I think you greatly underestimate his importance to a championship team. Last year, if they would have had him, I think they would have repeated as champions.
Really?
In my opinion, yes. The Golden State Warriors, it would have been a good one. It would have been a good battle.
That would have.
But I think Chris Middleton is so important to the success of Giannis because Giannis might be Shaq. Chris Middleton kind of fills in the gaps, very similar to how Kobe would. And I think like he's just one of those guys that if he would have been healthy and their team is healthy, he is so they took him to seven. They took the Boston Celtics to seven without him.
Yeah.
And it's just like if he would have been there, they would have won in five or six.
I sort of feel like he's properly rated though.
See, I think
because he's been an all-star maybe like a few times where you're sort of like, huh, how did he get there?
I think the underrated part is I don't think people understand
why and how
good he is. It's like, oh, he's one of the top 30 players in the
party. You don't know why.
You don't know, but he's like, he's one of the top 30 players in the league, but like his importance level is probably closer to top 10.
Yeah. Oh, top 10.
Well, importance.
Oh,
and that
means that
Chris Middleton and Giannis and those guys are healthy,
then
then you start to see like he closes the games, he makes the late game plays, he does all of that stuff. And Giannis is just that monster that does everything else.
He is a monster.
He's a monster. God, he's crazy. He's so good.
Which NBA player is the best singer?
Ooh. Any of these guys got any talent? I don't know. They're all rapping now. Yeah. Everybody's got their own.
But like Victor Oladipo is like he was on The Masked Singer and he like almost won. Like he's really good singer.
I can see that.
Like he has real talent.
I can see that. I don't get that far, right? Mm-hmm. With some of the guys' extracurriculars. But there are because it's like there's 450 NBA players.
You?
There's going to be 100% a guy that can play instruments, play music, that can play other sports. But
totally.
I can see Oladipo being a great singer.
Yeah.
I got no issue with that.
It's him.
He's so the fitting. Best singer. Best singer. Done.
Yeah, Victor. You got this.
You got this, Victor.
So proud of him. Now, we are going on to another segment called Muggsy or Minute. So we know Muggsy Bogues. Shortest NBA player ever. Insulting, but yes.
You're young. You're still growing.
No, I'm not.
I know. I was just giving you a little pound back. I was just trying to help you out. Yeah,
rude.
It's fine.
Okay. And then Manute Bol, tallest NBA player of all time on the same team.
Yes. Wizards.
Bullets.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to bring up bullets, really you know. Was not going to bring, you know, wasn't going to say Indians. I was going to say Guardians, you know. See,
yeah,
say,
wow, this is getting controversial.
It's not getting controversial. I'm just saying, like, I just was saying the current team name versus the post team name.
Is Bullets really, like, that controversial?
Well, when they had the highest murder rate and crime rate, it was kind of like, maybe we should change
slightly
it.
Awkward.
It's like, it's kind of, like, awkward. Bullets. Yeah, I get it.
You could also get another way with like presidents being assassinated. With
yeah, there's it's a lot just, of it's just bullets. Awkward. We don't need bullets
it's
in just DC.
No, it's, you know, it's not.
You know,
great.
Ask Gilbert.
Not great. But like, this is getting awkward too. Wow, I need to get out of this. Okay. Now, let's just go. Go, go, go fast. You're a talker.
I'm ready.
We just
we're
gotta
having
go,
fun.
Richard.
I don't care how long this thing takes. Oh, so I'll stay here all day. Let's go.
MJ or Kobe, last shot?
MJ.
LeBron James on the Cavs or LeBron James on the Lakers?
Oh, Cavs. Second stint Cavs.
I feel like you're giving yourself credit for that.
Second stint Cavs. Okay, I'll do this. First stint Miami, he was the most physically.
Yeah, that wasn't the question.
No, we're answering different.
First,
okay, never mind.
Lakers or Clippers?
Oh, this is a Lakers town.
I don't know. This season.
No, that was the answer. Lakers.
I think John Wall
my final
is the
answer,
ticket.
Lakers.
Playing basketball or reffing basketball?
Oh my God, playing basketball. I will never ref.
Yeah, you're
again.
A horrible ref.
I'm a terrible
you
ref.
You really are.
Terrible.
Yeah.
It's trash.
Rams or Cardinals?
Oh, what? Rams, 100%.
But
Rams
like,
all day.
Why?
Because
they
you, are the Rams.
For you, why?
Why?
Because when you were born in LA, they were in St. Louis.
Yeah, okay, this is why. Because when I moved to Arizona, the Cardinals were trash for like a decade. And I was like, I hate them. So then I always said the first team that moves back to LA will be my team. That's going to be my football team because I didn't like the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And then I just didn't have a team. I supported
people.
But
now you could like
but
them.
But now I, no, screw the Cardinals. I love the Rams. That is my team. I went to the Super Bowl, went to
me
the
too.
NFC Championship.
Oh my God.
We were there.
Let's go to the next Super Bowl
too.
Together.
It's
oh
awesome.
My God, that'd be so
team.
Cute.
So great. Yeah.
So awesome.
It's so
perfect.
Great. So
great.
Much fun.
You sometimes remind me of a teenage girl.
Me? Yeah. I have a lot of that vibe. That's why all the teenage boys like to follow me.
But also your like comedy is like a teenage boy.
Yeah.
Instagram or TikTok?
TikTok, 100%.
Yeah, obviously.
Easy. That's an
also, you only post TikToks on Instagram.
That's the only thing I post. I used to try and post Instagram, but I'm not going to like
no,
whatever.
There's drafts, not there's, real.
Not for me. It's all about TikTok.
Steph or Magic?
Magic, 100%. And that's no disrespect, Steph. No, that's fine. You can be mad. People were trying to
it's
say.
Just, no. After all this, come on.
No, people
just
were.
Just with his fourth ring, no. I don't even want to hear
I
it.
I love Steph. Like I said. I don't think that there is a better, because I love this game so much. Like I love it like to my core. And so I love people that represent the game the right way. And there is not a better representative on this planet than Steph. And I stand that with LeBron. I think Steph has done so much for this game. I think Bron, all these guys. But Steph, yes, he's that dude. Magic Johnson, though, like we forget that this league almost was like about to like fold and not even exist. And Magic was one of those guys
but
that
Steph
just
changed it.
Yes, but so did Magic Johnson. So did Magic Johnson. So did Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. See, like, and so did Shaquille O'Neal. So
and
that's
so did
why,
you.
Yeah, no, obviously from a standpoint, but this is a quick history lesson. Everyone says that Steph changes the game. That is true. He did change the game, but that implies that he's the only person to ever change the game over the course of basketball history. Shaq, they had to literally change the equipment. Poor Shaq. He was that physical, that strong. Magic Johnson, there had never been a 6'9 point guard, had never done any of that, really saved the game. Him and Larry Bird, known as saving the game. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, they wouldn't allow him to dunk the basketball because it was too easy. That's why he created the skyhook, because they outlawed dunking. They made a rule that said you couldn't dunk. That's the definition of changing the game. So when people talk about Steph changing the game, there's a history of players being so impactful. And Steph belongs in that
I didn't
category.
I know you're such a nerd.
I'm such a
you're
nerd.
You're such a nerd.
Such a nerd. That's why I like that you were a nerd. I was like,
I
she's a
nerd. I am
yeah.
sort of a basketball nerd.
Yeah, you're such a nerd. That's why I can spot it.
But I like cover it up. I feel like you just like are just proud
of it. Oh, at this point in time, it's like I'm 42. There, I have no other skills. I'm like, I'm a basketball nerd.
Yeah.
Love it.
Sort of sad. But
it's definitely sad.
Whatever.
It's not sort of.
Just
sad.
A little bit. It is.
It's not even a little bit. It's a lot of it. It's a lot of it.
I don't know if you're like a soccer fan here.
Okay.
But Ronaldo or Messi?
Oh, I'm going to say Ronaldo.
Really? Why? Yeah.
I don't know. I I know Messi's a stud and he's a little guy, but I like the
athleticism.
The athleticism. Because to be big and strong and skilled
is impressive.
That's, and, but
like
also
you.
Messi. Yeah. But I don't want to, no. But Ronaldo, I like Cristiano's story is really, really cool. And he's that dude.
He's that dude. Okay. We're ending it on this. This is right, a big
here we go.
One.
I'm nervous. I feel like there should be a drum roll. Can you guys
it
add
is,
drum
yes.
roll?
Boom, boom,
add
boom,
drum
boom.
Roll and post.
Okay.
All right.
Doris Burke or me?
Oh, Doris, 100%. And that's not even a question. But Doris is amazing and you should get Doris to sit right here. Doris is the godmother of basketball. Like, think about that. Godmother of basketball. You call her for advice. She'll give you advice and she'll shoot you straight. She'll give you some love. She'll give you some hugs. She'll give you some shut the hell ups. She is one of the most amazing people that I've ever met in this industry by far. And you should get to know her.
And I'm also one of the most amazing people.
Well, yeah, that's why I said you should get to know her to like emulate her.
Yeah, so we can be like amazing.
If you could, literally, Doris Burke, you should get her in this seat.
Doris,
come sit in this seat.
The two best.
The two best. Number one and number two. What's a baby goat called?
I think a baby goat.
Yeah. I don't know. There's like, what is a baby horse called?
A pony? No, wait, no.
You were about to call it a pony.
That's so awkward. No, a pony's just a small horse. I don't know what it's called.
Is it called a calf? No, that's a cow, woman.
Wow, I've never been called a woman before. I feel so big.
Well, you're 15 adult-y. Now. You're 15. Yeah.
Wow, cool.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks. All right. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Sloan Knows with me and Richard Jefferson, the NBA player with the worst tattoo ever. If you want to see more videos of Richard and I, make sure to follow Sloan Knows on TikTok and Instagram. Sloan has an E, by the way.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.